TP, Austin Orman, we got a full Monday for you. Taking you all the way to late night on the ticket. Tom Chattel will join Austin Orman at 6 to do his thing. Of course, DeMornay, Pearsonell, Megan Walker, Chancellor Brewington. We've got some shows, plus the bowling shows. And shout out to the bowling girls. We have two bowling shows, weeknights. And they draw daytime traffic. Their support system is strong. So kudos.
Championship program.
Yeah, yeah. It's really a thing. This is a big week for college football. And Austin, we were talking about it, that low-key, this weekend's college football schedule is so good that games are going to get lost in the shuffle. That before, I mean, listen, on a homecoming weekend, a 4-1 Nebraska team takes on a 5-0 Rutgers team. And, right, I mean, that's a big deal heading, especially for Nebraska heading to a bye. But that's not a top 25 game. And the games that include top 25 teams, that, again, Michigan State travels to Oregon. Syracuse at 3-1, traveling to undefeated top 25 ranked UNLV.
Woo!
Right? And we saw that with a new quarterback, after all that talk last week, the backup comes up and puts up a 59 burger.
Matthew Sluka, foot, meat, mouth.
Hey, man. Like, that dude was waiting. He was like, no. Like, he was probably whispering, hey, Matt.
Hunt it.
Go ahead and take off, man. I got you. Matter of fact, some of his teammates. 59 burger. Boston College at 4-1, traveling to Charlottesville to take on a 3-1 Virginia team. That's going to be a game that matters. For playoffs and otherwise, this is going to be nuts. That, let's go through some of these top 25 games that are going to be in play. That through your schedule, Austin, what would you watch? I know that Nebraska Rutgers is game one. But if you've got to choose, UCLA travels to Penn State. Now, football fans are going to watch that. They're going to watch that. Number 9, Missouri, travels to face top 20 Texas A&M. Somebody's season ends, right?
Sure.
If A&M loses, their season's done.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to go to a bowl, but you got to struggle and grind. Missouri wins that one. They move up in the rankings. SMU, after a big win over Florida State, travels to top 22 Louisville. Iowa, quietly, with one loss, travels to Columbus to take on the Buckeyes.
Yeah.
Auburn and Georgia. That's a brawl. And Georgia has to find a way to get its head from not spinning.
Auburn, Georgia is one I'm watching like this, DP.
Yeah.
Auburn should have had Oklahoma. And Georgia shouldn't have had, and then almost had, arguably could have had, Bama. So I'm on dead body alert. Ooh. in between the hedges.
Right, you can get caught. Number 12, Ole Miss, trying to recover.
Yep.
They got to go to Columbus.
Yeah.
Columbia. They got to go to Columbia, South Carolina, and face a 3-1 Gamecock team. Undefeated Indiana travels to Northwestern to play in the new bowl, whatever that location is calling itself now. Right? It's a new sphere. Alabama, don't crash and burn, because you got to go on the road to Vandy.
Trap. It's a trap.
Trap game. Clemson and Florida State.
Listen, also a trap game. Somehow.
Also a trap game, because, again, Clemson, if you win that game, you're going to end a coach's career.
Yeah, probably.
If Florida State manages to pull off a win against Clemson, that coach saves his career. And maybe sends Dabo into a spin.
Woo.
Right? Numbers. Number 6, Tennessee takes on Arkansas. That's a matchup they don't like any year. Michigan, traveling to Washington. You're going to Washington. And I'm just going to say it's going to be a little different. And then Miami and Cal and Baylor and Iowa State. So
USC, Minnesota.
Right? It's that. Are we that comfortable with USC?
No.
To think that they're going to have an easy trip into Minneapolis?
I'm not going to say Minnesota got got the win taken away from it. Minnesota got a chance to win the game, taken away from it against Michigan.
Yeah.
And that was on the road against the Michigan team that beat USC.
Listen,
not saying, just saying.
You and Nick were having the conversation earlier and saying that, like, Nebraska could have very easily have beaten Illinois, like a good Illinois team. We now know how that Illinois is actually legit, right? And not that we should be surprised by it, but that most of the teams that lost very easily could have won those games and changed the entire season.
Yeah.
I want folks to buckle up because the 12-team tournament is really going to be a pool of 34 teams that we won't have any idea who the 12 teams are going to be. The 16 teams that are going to battle to get those final 12, I think four teams feel good about being in, but we don't even know what those four teams are.
Who are the four teams you feel best about right now?
If you said to me that the Alabama's win over Georgia kind of locks the door, that they could still lose two games and people are going to go, nope, they're better than that. Texas, they haven't been tested. Not in the way that we're used to them being tested.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, because again, you got to line up and play A&M, Oklahoma. There's some rivalry games.
American Giant makes great clothing. T-shirts, jeans, and more, right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Games, then you got to go face some real folks, right? Ohio State looks like they have an answer for most things in play, right? Everybody else from the SEC is going to fight each other. Miami was a replay away from being out of this conversation, or at least on the perimeter of the conversation, right? Because somebody from the ACC is getting in. We don't know who that team is.
And see, I still think I'm comfortable enough with Miami to put them there because, Virginia Tech hasn't looked to be the college football playoff dark horse we thought they were before the year. But we know we've got it in them, right? The way Miami played that game, not great. But if you're telling me the ACC has to beat Miami twice, essentially with what I've seen from them.
But Boston College is the one, they're the Iowa of the ACC. In that they're going to ugly up a game against a talented team. And if they can figure out how to get a win in Charlottesville, circle Boston College's schedule the rest of the year. Because they're going to sneak their way into an opportunity to play into the playoffs.
BC's 4-1 right now, beat Florida State, Duquesne, lost by 6 to Missouri, beat Michigan State, Western Kentucky. They make the Virginia road trip over the next 18 days or so.
Yep.
Louisville, Syracuse, SMU, Carolina, and Pitt.
Who's the second team from the Big Ten? I think there'll be three, but who's number two?
Because I feel most comfortable with Penn State right now.
Penn State, what's Penn State's schedule going forward? Because Penn State, Michigan, USC, Indiana, Illinois are all in the discussion.
Penn State has UCLA, USC, bye week, Wisconsin, USC, Wisconsin on the road, host Ohio State to start November, host Washington, go to Purdue, go to Minnesota, and host Maryland.
So you see, all of the teams that we're talking about are going to have to beat up. They're all going to beat each other up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, so from the text line, Mike says Ohio State, Penn State, USC, Alabama. I think if you said to me, Alabama looks good. Mm-hmm. Texas, if they don't shoot themselves in the foot, Georgia is still number three.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to have to jump up and snatch them by the ankle, right? Shoot them in the Achilles to get them out of the picture. Because quite frankly, them playing Alabama, if they were playing anybody else, they win that game Saturday night.
So Georgia's remaining schedule, host Auburn in Mississippi State the next 2 weeks before you go to Texas.
Okay, there it is.
Bye week,
uh-huh.
World's largest cocktail party in Jacksonville.
Uh-huh.
At Ole Miss, uh-huh. Host Tennessee, host UMass, and host Georgia Tech.
Yeah, Tennessee is a really good circle. Because Tennessee, one, it's such a unique place to play. It's a tough place to get wins. Mm-hmm. And their offense travels.
Yeah.
Their offense travels. Nico is, listen, he's a different kind of character. And they have the skill position folks to match up with the Georgia, Alabama, Texas folks. Mm-hmm. But if you said to me that four of those teams get in, that means that two of them are going to get in with two losses.
Yeah,
probably. At least two losses,
yeah.
Which means that everything else has to clear. And that there are some teams sitting below the fire that don't – listen – UNLV doesn't have the schedule that Ohio State has.
Right.
And, Utah not having Cam Rising for their first loss doesn't eliminate them from the clear path by winning the Big 12. Because who else are you going to favor? Who else is going to be? If Rising is playing, who else is favored against Utah?
But I don't think Rising's playing much.
Look, I just think he has to play late in the year. They're not afraid of TCU.
No.
They're not afraid of, like,
no.
They match up with Boise. They don't have a real problem. They're not looking at anybody else and going, ooh, how do we deal with this? They're used to being in where you got to face. Yeah, Tennessee is so talented.
Holy War is going to be interesting. Getting Iowa State at home is good for Utah.
Well here's the thing, though. Who's going to beat BYU if it's not Utah? BYU snuck up on everybody.
BYU almost tricked it off against Baylor.
Right. Like, but I mean, here's the thing. They went to Baylor and got work in. Going to Waco is not an easy deal.
Having been there, correct.
Right. It's hard to get to. It's hard to get out of. It's a weird vibe in the stadium. Like, I'm not sure how to describe the vibe at Baylor.
Plain.
Right, like, it's just a weird sort of thing. So they figured out how to get that done. And listen, BYU matches up. They match up. So
they've got Arizona, Oklahoma State at home, go to UCF, Utah, host Kansas, go to Arizona State, host Houston.
Yeah, so you see that BYU could be undefeated or with one loss. Looking at another playoff team in Utah as its only loss.
Yeah. Talk yourself into 11-1 BYU, folks. Buy stock now.
Like, I mean, I'm just saying, circle it. And, oh, by the way, Army's undefeated and legit.
So is Navy.
And
so is Navy.
Legit.
Yeah.
Legit.
Yeah.
That America's game in November could actually be for a playoff berth.
Yeah. Legitimately. They could play the conference championship game for the American Athletic Conference before they play their regular Army Navy game.
Oh my goodness, so good.
Imagine.
So good. Imagine. It takes us back to the 60s where Army Navy was the game and it was really for something else on top of everything it's already about.
Yes.
It's gotta be fantastic. We'll go to break. We'll close out old school here on 93.7 The Ticket.